Okay, Rabosai. I just with your mechila wanted to mention one thing connected to what we discussed last time, which is we had a chakira on this let's call it chazaka. Lo avin inish depur goes in me. Right, is this a very, very strong chazaka? Closer not in Sadi, it's multi-mavon on its own because it is a real, total proof. Or is it merely a rove, a likelihood, which is only multi-mavon, because really it's the cheskaschiyot that's multi-mavon. We had a bunch of nafkaminas. I just wanted to mention another nafkamina. It's brought up in the Mordechai here. The old printing of the Mordechai gets harder and harder to read as I get older. But they in Siman Tav Samech Ches in the Mordechai, I believe.
No test here.
No, I mean a different Mordechai. Anyway, the Mordechai discusses a case where it's Bari Veshema against this Chazaka. Right? Let me read you the line. So, and as Yishma Yoshin Shema, the Chazaka Dina Borea, the Times Hanitba Bari, etc. Okay, what about Bari Veshema? And then he throws in a bunch of other factors as well. But it's an interesting question. What if the Tovei Shema and the Nitba is Bari? Means I say maybe you didn't pay me, and you say you definitely paid me. So you have a Bari Veshema against this Chazaka. So that could also be an Afkamina. If you assume this Chazaka is a Raya Gemura, then it would be Bari Veshema. If it's like Eidim, then it beats Bari Veshema. But if you assume no, it just barely tilts the scale because you have a Cheskasiv anyway, but it's not a Raya Gemura, then maybe there's a Bari Veshema against it. It would not tip the scale anymore. So I just wanted to mention that. Also, Mordechai Tav Samech Ches discusses this. Of course, it's a very complex case. Also, of course, if this wasn't clear, the next Gemara, which we're going to get up to the next year, the Gemara has a question. Does Amigo beat this Chazaka or not? That might also depend on the Chakir we discussed last time. If it's a Raya more like Eidim, then we know Migo Makam Migo doesn't beat Eidim, so Migo doesn't beat this Chazaka. If this Chazaka is really just a mere rove, then perhaps Migo should beat a mere rove. Okay, so I just wanted to throw out those other two nafkaminas, but then I wanted to go on to some of the fascinating discussions. We'll see how many we have time to get to, brought up in the Tosafot here on the Sugya. So one discussion, Tosafot, going back to the beginning of the Sugya, is a short Tosafot. Omari, the remakes of the Yavdavka Kobeazman, only if you explicate that the loan is for a certain time period. Hey, but I'll toss a mess for Kobea. I will be stam halva, lochosh le toch, shloshim, but a stam halva, there's a rule the Gemara tells us in Makos Tav Gimlun Beis that stam halva is shloshim yom. If I say, Tzvi, can I borrow 1,000 shekel? And he gives me 1,000 shekel, I have 30 days to pay back. Stam halva shloshim yom. So Tos said that wasn't a kviyosma, that was just a stam. And therefore, in a stam halva, even Reish Lakish admits, even we, La Halacha, admit that he's nemet to say he paid within the 30 days. And many Rishonim actually agree with Tosos here. But the Rashba disagrees. Right, says the Rashba right here. First, he quotes Rav Haigon, Pirush HaGonzal. He doesn't quote Tosos. He quotes Rav Haigon, who says, like Tosos. And then he himself says, of course, what we call Rishonim. He thinks, no, even a Stam Halva, even if there's no Kviyas Man, still ain't none of Horea Tos Mano. And then he brings a proof. His proof is, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara considers a case of building the Kotel to be Tos Mano. There's no Kviyas Man. No one actually said any time. So that proves that Kviyas Man is Lavdavka. It just means there is a time. So that's Machlokas. Tosos or Haigun says only when there's Kviyas Man, when you explicate a time, but when there is an automatic Zman, then we assume someone would pay within the time. And the Rashba says, no, even when there's an automatic Zman, someone would not pay within the time. The proof is, in building the Kotel, no one ever said anything about a Zman. And yet, we assume he couldn't pay early. That shows no one ever pay early. Okay, Bishidu Gresses quotes the Tosos Rush, who is, you know, he quotes the Tosos Rush responding to the Rashba. The Tosos Rush didn't have a copy of the Rashba, but I guess he was responding to this Svara. You know, we don't have the original version of the Tosos Rush. He says, no, you can't bring any Rayas in the Gemara, just because the Gemara equates the Kotel, called the Kotel example of Tos Mano, doesn't mean because any Zman, we apply the rule of Eina Pereh Tos Mano. No, we only apply it to Kviyos Man or the Kotel, because even in the Hav Mina, you say the Gemara knew that the guy says, who says I really have to pay Bechlal? Guy says, who says I really have to pay? And therefore, that's the equivalent of Kviyos Man. Okay, so let's just put this on the board. What about Sam Halva'a Shloshim Yom, says Tosfos and Rav Haigon and others. Ein Adam Korea Tos Mano, meaning because, oh, sorry. This place we assume he would pay Tos Mano. Why? Because Koveya Sman is Dafka, only if there's a Kviyas Man, and as does Rush. Or if he doesn't know if he's Chayim in the first place, me able to Chayim with a rabbanon, counts as Kviyas Man. However, the Rashba, who says this more than one person, he says that nope. Ain Adam Korea Tos Mano would apply because Korea Sman is Lavdavka. It just means that there is a Sman, and before the Sman, we don't believe that you would pay. Okay, what are they arguing about? So the simplest shot is to say that they're arguing about psychology, right? They have different omdenas of psychology. Perhaps this would depend on an issue which the Tosos and others bring up, which is exactly why would a person not pay Tok this man? Why wouldn't a person pay Tok this man? Okay, why wouldn't I pay early? Let's say I say to Aryeh, you know, can I borrow money for 60 days? So the Gemara assumes chazaka, whatever level of chazaka, it's at least some level, it's at least a 51% chazaka, right? Chazaka that I wouldn't pay in less than 60 days. Why not? Why wouldn't I pay in less than 60 days?
You decided you needed the money for 60 days, so you...
That's what the Sma says, we saw sort of put it in the... Because I need the money. I said, can I borrow for 60 days? Obviously, I need the money for 60 days. Why would someone pay back money that they need? Out of it, one could say, well, maybe you thought you needed it for 60 days, but it turned out you finished what you were doing quicker. Okay, but that's what the Sma says. The Sma says, because I need the money. However, that's not the only way to understand it. What else can you say? Why wouldn't I pay back early? Maybe because I need the money. After all, if I said 60 days, and how do you know how long I need the money for? I said 60 days, so I need the money for 60 days. The other possibility is that, let's say, everyone, the Ketos rejects the Sma, right? The Ketos says, it's not because he needs the money. Whether or not he needs the money, just a minig, they know I get lifra Tos Mano. Okay, which he doesn't fully explain himself. It's a minig that people aren't knowing to pay early. Why aren't people knowing to pay early? So I think you'd have to say like this, you know, if only by process of elimination, or perhaps if I inspired by the Rashba. It's not that we know how long I need the money. Everyone always needs money. It's always good to have money. It's always better to have money than not to have money. Ask any economist. Yeah, you don't be a fancy modern economist. Ask anyone who ever lived. And is it better for me to have the use of money for a period of time or to not have the use of money for a period of time? It's obviously better to have the use of money for a period of time. What's the point? It's always good to have money. I won't pay Tos Mano because there's no pressure to pay. Because no one's going to pay if there's no pressure. After the Zman, there's pressure to pay. It's due. But told them, there's no pressure to pay. Why would anyone pay if there's no pressure? Right, L'chor, that's what Ktos means. And I think that's also the language that the Rashba is using, right? He uses the Lashon of Mechsif when he quotes the Rapaiko. You know, what is Mechsif? Mechsif means like I'm embarrassed to not pay. I'm pressured to pay. So basically, one can have a Chakira. Why?
Couldn't the marshal be people are busy and they set up like one day a month to pay their bills?
No, because then that day might be Tosmano, right? What if the loom is due on the 15th? One day a month is the first, then I have to pay earlier because I don't want to be caught paying late. So I think it's just a little says the Sma because he needs the money until the Sma. How do we know he needs the money until the Zman? Because he said, this is the Zman I have. Says the Tos. I think that Lashon Rapaiko, again, a couple years ago, Rapaiko, is speaking also. He says, no, he always needs money. Because there's no pressure. Okay. Until the Zman. And here, you might say that this is part of the psychology that they're arguing about. Clearly, if you say, this is what the Sma starts out saying. If you say the point is, I need the money for a certain period of time, why would I pay back the money when I still need it? Then I think that really works a lot better with Tosos and Rav Haigon. Because if I ask for a certain amount of time, that means I need the money for that time. If it's a Stam case, then I didn't say how long I need the money. Maybe I only need the money for 3 days. Maybe I only need it for a week. So I think you might say, what are they arguing about? What is the yesod? Focus. One option is psychology of drug. Thank you. Perhaps Tosos is saying, this is what the Sma says. I mean, that's what the Sma is trying to say. He starts with Tosos. Dafka b'kaveh azman. Gila daito shetzarek lo ad hazman, says the Sma. Because the chazaka only applies if we know he needs the money for a certain time. So if it's a stam case and we don't know he needs the money for a certain time, then there's no chazaka. Then he would pay Tosmano. The other possibility is a matter of pressure. If you say it's a matter of pressure, then I think the Raven makes a lot of sense. Right? No. I'm never going to pay early because there's no pressure. So who cares if I ask you for 60 days or if I was just borrowed some. Either way, if I don't have to pay 30 days, there's no pressure. I assume this is the Rosh was for. The Rosh would say, no, the Chazaka is because no one pays until there is pressure. Okay. However, this is not so Pashut because let's go back to, again, okay, do I know what Tosos is saying this? Maybe Stam Minhag.
Doesn't that depend if the person knows the halacha of 30 days? Not everybody knows that.
Good question. You know what? Let me here for Paigo, he is sort of mixed means generous pressure. Okay. There's no pressure. Hey, maybe the Ktos. Minhag, you know, hard to say what he means. He just says the minhag, who knows what the minhag is? You know, I like to think the minhag is because don't take the pressure, you know, but I can't promise you up in associated maybe just in stam and hug, and then there's no necessarily way to analyze it. However, what does the Raivid say? The Raivid would disagree. And he says, nope. There's pressure to pay early in a stam halva. And that's really what the Raivid says, quote in the Rashba. He's all looking at the right. Rashba's all looking at his pressure. He says, no, Avad is not like this spot. It's not because we know he needs the money. We don't really need the money. Somebody's good to have money. No one pays until there's pressure. Ah, but what's Machlokes me and the right? Not the right, the Rav Haigun. That's the right. That's the right. What's the difference in him and Rav Haigun? Says the Rashba. Kavanah l'kolos man shloshiyom b'feirsh michsif u'para toch lamed. Michsif means embarrassed. Meaning the guy comes over and says, where's my money? I say, well, stam halva shloshiyom. The guy says, oh, come on, I lent you money. I need it back. You know, why aren't you giving it back to me? You know, don't give me that. So I'm embarrassed not to pay. The guy comes, even though the halach is I have 30 days, the Rav Haigun thinks I still have pressure. And the Rosh would say, I have no pressure. Why do I feel any pressure? I have plenty of time. You know, what right do you have to ask for me for the money early? So it could be, again, you know, if the Ksos means minhag, he means neither of these possibilities. You know, not this possibility, and I don't know what he means. You could just say the minhag is whatever you want. But assuming that, we're going to say, like, there's some reason. I think the two obvious reasons are, there are always two reasons why I do something. Because I need this, or because I don't need to do that. Right? Whenever I keep the money as opposed to returning it, it's either because of how much I need the money or because of how much pressure there is to return the money. So again, is it that Tosman, I need the money so much? Then for sure Tosman is right. That's what the Sma is saying. Sma is coming off Tosman. Tosman, I need the money a lot. After Sman, I don't need the money. Okay, well, I only need the money if I said I need the money for a certain amount of time. However, the other option is Tosman, there's no pressure. After Sman, there's pressure. Then I think we'd naturally say the Rashba. For 30 days, there's no pressure. But you can also say, like Tosos, and that's where Rav Haigun is coming from. Rav Haigun and the Sma are saying Tosos for two different reasons. Rav Haigun is saying, not because of how much I need the money. He just says there is pressure in less than 30 days. Why? Because since I borrowed from you Stam, you still pressure me to pay it back as soon as possible. Even though the din is I have 30 days, you pressure me, and that's the word mixif. I'm embarrassed to not pay it back because you're pressuring me and saying, like, come on, it's not right to not pay it back. Okay. So that's one possibility to say they're arguing on psychology. However, some of the achronim, the achronim from, you know, I guess getting close to a century ago, the Dvar Avraham, the Dvar Avraham in Europe, and the Einayim L'Mishpat in Eretz Yisrael. The Einayim L'Mishpat, by the way, I think is the second time I quoted him this year, right? Einayim L'Mishpat, it's an interesting sefer. It's written, it's called Einayim L'Mishpat as an expansion of the Ein Mishpat. Oh, like the Ein Mishpat told you where to look up halacha mice of everything. So like throws in a few halacha mice ha'aros and then just sort of says words of the Gemara within the, you know, within the, he says, okay, here's the halacha. Now let me tell you a word on it, which could have just been a shot of the Pirush on the Gemara. It's Rabbi Yitzchak Arieli. His grandson is famous nowadays, right? Right, his grandson is okay. Rav Yitzchak Arieli was one of the founders of Merkaz Harav, right? And then when Rav Kook founded Merkaz Harav, he was the Mashgiach Ruchani at Aram. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, the Akdama to the Ein Mishpat, you could find versions where in the Akdama he says these are based on Shiurim I delivered in Yeshiva, Hagon, Mofes Hador, etc. Rav Kook. And you can find versions where it doesn't say that, so it's not to embarrass the grandson. but anyway, so that's Rav Yitzchak Arieli, which is our current Rav Arieli's grandfather, based on Shiram, he said over in, you know, Yeshiva, which here we can name. They both say the same part. They say maybe it's totally not in the Pashup Shat, which is the argument of psychology. But maybe it's totally on the lambdas of the Gemara and Makos of Shloshim Yom, lambdas of Stam Halva'a Shloshim Yom. Because there's a famous Hakira, the Grizzle also discusses this, this Hakira, about the din in Makos Stam Halva'a Shloshim Yom. The Gemara in Makos says, Tana, it's a funny lashon. Hamal v'schaver stami rashi l'tovo pachos mishloshim yom. What's funny about that lashon? Someone's malafir stam is not allowed to demand the money for 30 days. It doesn't say like he has 30 days to repay. It's like a lashon of iser, not really a lashon of malafir.
No.
He's not allowed to ask him for 30 days. Funny lashon, okay. Says maybe that's only by a milva b'shtar. Why? Because it's an umdada. Who would write a shtar for less than 30 day loan? If you're writing a shtar, it's serious at long term. Maybe he understood this as an umdada. It's an umdada that you didn't say anything, but you meant shloshim yom. Okay, but then it only applies to milva b'shtar. So I'm really Rav Hachi over Chavivi being Rabbi Chia Echad Mil B'Shav Echad Mil Alpeh Tani Rabbi Hachi Malvus for Yerstam in Russia Tov Pasuk Shusvayom Echad Mil B'Shav Echad Mil Alpeh. I'm really sure of that. We'll take to my Kroicha the partial of Hashmaitim Noah Milsa. Why is it true? Being Mil B'Shav Mil Alpeh. The Marabon and Malvus for Yerstam in Russia Tov Pasuk Shusvayom Echad Mil B'Shav Echad Mil Alpeh. Amr Lei Rechad Mal B'Shav Echad Mal Alpeh. Maybe Amr Lei Dechsev Karvash Nath. It's a drasha. It's not an umdan, it's a drasha. Karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. Mimash mishnever karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. Shnasa sheva shnasa shmita is redundant. Redundant words need to be darshan for a chiddush in the Torah. Elamat amalom shnasa shmita. Lomar chayye shmita cheresh yigazud. There's another year of shmita besides shmita's ksafim. What's the other year of shmita? Beza oza malve es chavir v'stam shen marshan tov chas v'shom shen yom dar v'mar shloshi v'shana chashav shana. Ah, that means it's another year of Shemitah. 30 days counts as a year, and every loan has a Shemitah that you can't ask for the money for 30 days. Okay, so it's a drasha of Shemitah. The question is sort of, what's the maskana of this Gemara? The having is just an umdana of this man halach. The maskana is that it's learned from a pasuk of Shemitah. Shemitah sounds like, right? Let me ask a simple question. When I lend Ari money, I lend him money today. Did that loan have to be paid back? Or does that loan mean you can optionally pay it back? The loan has to be paid back. But is it in a Shemitah that you have to forgive the loan and it's usher to collect? I mean, the Dinah Shemitah's Ksafim is clearly something external to the loan itself. The Havaz Alva, then there's an Isser of Shemitah that comes in without getting to the Lamedus of whether Shemitah means the debt is canceled or you should cancel the debt. Clearly, some Isser that interferes with the loan. So here's the Hakira that the, that really the Gemara asks for. Right? Where do good Hakiras come from? Good Hakiras come from, you read a Gemara, you see at a certain stage in the Sakavatari they're looking at it one way, at another stage in the Sakavatari they're looking at it a different way. And you ask yourself, you know, will the real din sab halva please stand up? You know, what's the real nature of this din? Do we, obviously we're always biased in favor of the maskana, because the maskana is the makor, right? The makor is from a pasuk, perhaps, right? The Dvar Vayom brings up, maybe it's really not from a pasuk, maybe it's nasmachta. You know, but the question, is it really from a pasuk, or is it really nasmachta, and it's really an umdana like we started with? And the main question is, the havdina is this the zman of the law. This internal to the zman of the loan. Ah, if I lent you money, even though I didn't say anything, I meant I'm lending you for 30 days. Or, no, take the maskana more seriously and say, no, we thought it was the zman of the loan. Right? You could say it's the zman of the loan. How do we know it's the zman of the loan? The remez from Shemitah. Or you could say, no, we thought it was the zman of the loan. It's not the zman of the loan at all. The zman of the loan is miyad. Really, this loan is due right away. It's just that the Torah gives an Isser Shemitah that even though the loan is due right away, you're not allowed to collect it. Right? And that comes out, you know, the Achrona of the Schakira, right? But it comes out of the Gemara. At one part of the Gemara, it seems like it's the Zman of the loan. At another part of the Gemara, and even from the beginning, also the Tovo, it sounds like, well, it's not the Zman of the loan. The Zman of the loan is right away. However, here's an Isser Shemitah not to pressure people right away for money and to give people breathing room and, you know, not to bother people until they have time to deal with whatever they need to deal with. And therefore, there's an Isser to ask for less than 30 days. Let me just put that on the board, right? Spam. halva'a, do we say that the zman halva'a is shloshim yom? Either the Bar-Rum suggests it's an omdina, and there's an asmachta for the pasuk, or that would be a little radical, or to say no, that it's a din. In Torah, that is stam, if you don't say this man of Allah is 30 days. Or do you say no? You say, this man is miyad. But there's an answer of shmita, shelo v'tobo, v'meshach shloshim yom. Answers of shmita, not to rush people, not to be on people's back, not to be breathing down their neck right away. Anytime you do something, you start breathing down their neck right away. That's not the Torah's hashkafa on how to be owed money, right? Just like you're supposed to forgive the debts after the Shemitah year. Likewise, you're not supposed to breathe down someone's neck right away, right? Again, maybe you could compare it. The Gemara doesn't agree at all. That's not a word. It's not a thought. So lo siya lo kenosha. Right? You're not allowed to pressure a guy who owes you money. You're not allowed to act like he owes you money, right? You can't give him a funny look, right? You can't even, like, drop subtle hints if he doesn't have the money. Even if he does have the money, you can't right away be on his case. You gotta give it a break. Give it a break for 30 days.
This is the... Can you make a very big difference between the middle of the star and middle of the
So, of course, what the Devarim suggested, maybe it's Tzvedina. It could be that middle of the star is an omen of the Zman, and middle of Balpeh is merely a din of Shemitah, perhaps. But okay, let's take it one step at a time. The Grizz brings up this Chakira. The Grizz was not in brackets, which means he comes first. Says the Grizz wants to be diet from the Rambam. Seems to be a strong deal from the Rambam, right? He says, the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam means something else. That's, what does the Rambam say? He says an Arif, right? If someone owes me money and they can't pay. So they can't pay, I go to the Arif, the guarantor, right? Cosigner in modern day Hebrew, it's just called an Arif, right? They have Arifs. In America, they also have Arifs. Anyone here just like just get married and sign a lease on their first apartment and they need their father to come in and co-sign? No? Yeah. Okay, that's an Arif, right? That's an Arif. I don't know what there is in Israel, but when I was in Israel, when I made Aliyah, there was still an Arif. When I took, I don't know what happened there, but I took out a mortgage. At least they said, oh, you got to get someone rich to come co-sign. If you don't pay the mortgage, they'll pay instead. And then I told them, what do you mean? I'm American. All Americans are rich. What more do you need? You don't hear my accent? So I think they accepted that, Tina. But what does an Arif mean? That if you don't pay, then the other guy will, then your father will pay. Whoever's the Arif will pay instead. Right? So says the Rambam that if the guy doesn't pay, you go to the Arif and you say, sorry, you're now on the hook. I know you didn't borrow the money. But nonetheless, you have to pay me now, right? And the Arif gets 30 days just like the original Lope. So now, what do you mean the Arif gets 30 days? The Zman of the loan, let's say, was a year and a half. The year and a half comes, and Beryl doesn't have any money to pay the loan. So if Beryl doesn't have any money, I go to the rich Arif, right? The rich Arif is Chaim. So I go to Chaim and say, Beryl doesn't have any money. You owe me 500,000 shekel. Chaim gets 30 days. Why does Chaim get 30 days? So he calls him, and Mish says, it means he has 30 days to raise cash if he doesn't have cash. Okay, and the Grizz says that, I'm not convinced of that, because that's only if he doesn't have cash. What if he does have cash? The Grizz says, no, the Rambam is based on something else. He's based on this Gemara Stam Halvah. Just like a Stam Halove gets 30 days Stam, the Arif gets 30 days Stam. And therefore, the Brisker Rub says, from here we see the longest of this din, right? I mean, he is a very convincing kind of. You could say like the Magen Mishnah, but it's doch, because the Magen Mishnah says he gets 30 days if he doesn't have cash to sell land. But the Rambam doesn't write if he doesn't have cash. So he says, no, he always gets 30 days. Why? Says the Gzeiras HaKasam Chalavosh in a Rosh HaLetobo. Then in the end, he makes more of a Tzvei Dinam, a very subtle Tzvei Dinam, But let's first put this down apart. What could be the nafkamina? Basically, you know, the Grizz is saying, he doesn't say, here's the Hakira, here's the nafkamina. He says, here's the Rambam, and here's the Lumdus that's behind the Rambam. But that's just another way of saying, here's the Hakira, here's the nafkamina. The Rambam is one side of the nafkamina, the Neil's one side of the Hakira. What is basically the nafkamina? So one, says the Grizz, how about the Arif? Right? Does the Arif get, not does the Arif get 30 days for the date of the loan? Of course you can't ask 30 days for the date of the loan. That you don't need a Hakira, that's a din shas. Right? So the Arif get 30 days from the default of the Lova. If the Lova defaults on August 5th, does the Arif get until September 4th? It's been a year since the loan. It's been 5 years since the loan. So if you said this man halva islam ad yom, then you would say that no. The Arif pays immediately upon default. I'm not saying the Arif doesn't have cash. Of course, we give him time to sell property. You know, otherwise, how's he going to get cash? But if he has cash in the bank, he pays immediately upon default. Why? Because it's already been 2 years since the loan. But says the Rambam, at least according to the Grizz, which he's very convincing, that's Pashut Pshat. Nope, the Arev gets 30 more days after default. Why? Why did the Arev get 30 more days after default? Because it's the date of Shmita. And the time of the loan was due 3 years ago. This loan is 3 years old. Why should you get more money? Why should you get more time? If it's the Zman of was 3, 5, 6 years old. But if it's a Shemitah, the Lova got a Shemitah, the Arab also gets a Shemitah. The Lova, the Arab only got, it was Messiah, the only required to pay now. You can't pay down his debt, you have to give him some time.
Yeah, I don't really understand that side of the Hakir of the Zman of Al-Lamadiyon. The Lashon of the Gemara of Asur Tova is for the whole thing. I mean, even in that part of the Shakti, it's also totally
correct. Well, what she's saying is that the end sounds Shemitah, which is clearly Lashon Yisr, in the beginning. We pointed out the Lashon is also total. It really sounds like that side of Hakira, which makes the very happy, right? It really sounds like this side. I mean, the beginning and end sounds like that side of Hakira. It's only the middle that sounds like the other side of Hakira that really makes you lean towards saying that side of the, it really to lean towards saying that side of the Hakira. We might even go so far as to say that that perhaps that is the, perhaps I can even go so far as to say that that is the more pashut side of the Hakira. I mean, that's what Grizz isn't saying. He's saying there's only one side of the Hakira. What's the one side of the Hakira? The one side of the Hakira is that it's just an Isser. The other option would be that even though it was said as a lashon of Isser, the remez comes from a pasuk of Isser, nonetheless, you know, the remez comes from a pasuk, might not always be revelatory about the nature of the din, it might still be asko tova pasuk shozer yom, because that's the zman of the halva. And that's why at first they thought that it was only in the milvah shtark. That's the zman. So I hear what you're saying, that that's the stronger side of Hakira. I don't think it means there's no
even, even within the Rishonim, like, even within the, I guess you can't put it in quotes, but even within the Rishonim, I think he's focusing on mitzvah. Like, this guy's subjective feelings or whatever, it's clear that it's something external to the halva. That, I mean, Tosfos is obviously.
Okay, give me a second to get to there. Yeah.
This side of the Hakira, the Grizz, at least if I was understanding correctly, so that an Ari doesn't have names. Now, our situation, the model doesn't actually have an Isser, Shemitah, Shlele, Tova, but just this cost that the Lova has to not have to pay within 30 days. Meaning only an actual Lova would have the also an Isser, Shemitah, on the model. So even within the Din Torah, you still say no, it's a Din Torah that the Ari turns into a new Lova or something.
Okay.
That's the line of
correct. Okay, let me. I hear it's all. Let me come back to that in a moment.
Is there,
okay.
Would there a difference be? It's an extra thing. That is it 30 days from the default when 30 days from the original 30 days, the 30 days from when the R is served by the best.
So the Rambam says 30 days when the R is served by best. And that's why that makes sense. That nothing is not the halal. So I'm about to end it a long time ago. Has to do with the Shemitah. The Grizz makes another nafkamina as well. says the Grizz. He says, why you can stipulate a shorter time. Why can you stipulate a shorter time? He wants to make the Rambam l'shitasei on this side of Hakira. The Rambam says, because even though Masnal Mashav because of the Torah to know Batel, what's the exception? The Davar Shebamamon to know Kaya. And here it's Davar Shebamamon, it's Tayas Kaya. Says, like, meaning you're going against the Torah, but you're allowed to go against the Torah to eating Mamanos. He says, that makes sense if there's a Shmita. Yeah, you'd make a tie against Shmita. That's the also same Gemara, not the same Sunday, the same Olam in Machos is, what if you make a tie against Shmita Sufin, right? Rav Shlom and Achos is paying the Shvias, Amanat, paying the Shvias, right? So he says, ah, because, says the Rambam, let's see how say, because in Dabar Shevin Mamon, Tanaokayam. But if you would say that, that it's just the Torah telling you what the Sam time is and you don't make the time, then Mahori would say, you don't need a halachic justification. The Torah told you Sam's mind is 30 days. But if you make his mind, then you make his mind, right? The din is only for Sam halva, not for Mefurish. If you're talking about this man halva, every halva is his mind. The Torah says Sam is 30 days. It's not 30 days. That's not against the Torah. The Torah only said Sam. The Torah said if you don't make a time, the Torah fills in the time. But if you make a time, that's not against the Torah. The Torah is just filling in what's unclear. Oh, what about an unclear halva? The Torah fills in 30. Okay, you're not going against the Torah if you say 20. However, the Torah was a Shemitah, then it's against the Torah if you say 20. The Torah says if you Shemitah, you're not doing Shemitah. Ah, that's okay, Dabar Shemam Tano Kayim. In the Inayim Mishpat at the Devar Abraham, they both say very, very similar thing. It's just that Inayim Mishpat says Stam is a Hakira. And the, the Devar Abraham is actually starting with a question that is practiced on the Vaisa, and then goes through the Suga. Says the both these are from say, if you say it's a Shemitah, then you shouldn't have taken it in a Rosh Latovo. But once he took it, it's his money. He didn't break the money, he just took it. So they say that then he can keep it. Because after all, it's his money. The Torah said he should be nice, and he wasn't nice. But it's still his money, he had every right to the money. Just he wasn't nice, like the Torah says. But if you say it's not this man that the loan is due, I can't confiscate money before the loan is due. I don't understand. If I lend Ari money for 2 years, I can't go and like grab the money back after 1 month or after 3 days and say it's mine. No, he doesn't owe the money until 2 years. So then you would have to return it. Another fascinating nafkamina they brought is the machlokes in the Bach. And interestingly, in the Dvar Avraham, he points out that he is a deal for a Chedusha Ran and Shabbos. I think he means the what we call the Yochas for Chedusha Ran in Shabbos, like what they used to call Chedusha Ran and Shabbos, which is not really a Chedusha Ran. We don't know who really wrote it. But in any case, the Yochas for Chedusha Ran and Shabbos, he is a deal for against the Bach. What does the Bach say? Fascinating question. This is based on our Halacha L'maisa, right? Okay. Those of us who say the full Yotzos on Shavuos. No, this is a big controversy. Tosfos out in Makos. Do you say Zman Eser Kesef Ki Alvenu V'chatzi Yom Av Yazvenu? Or do you say Zman Eser Kesef Ki Alvenu V'lo V'den V'chatzi Yom Av Yazvenu? Right? Machlok Yotzin Rebel Yahu, the Baal Yotzos. And Torah Rebbe Yotam quoted in Tosfos, the top of Gimel and Beis in Makos. But, okay, we all like Rebbe Yotam. Zman Eser Kesef Ki Alvenu V'lo V'den V'chatzi Yom Av Yalvenu. Sorry, V'lo V'mishpat V'chatzi Yom Av Yalvenu, working with the Pasuk. For homework, figure out how clever Rabbeinu Eliyahu's formulation is and how even cleverer Rebbeinu Tam's formulation is. But we're not doing Piyot now. What does Rebbeinu Tam say? We, Paskin, if I lend you money for 10 years. Again, what happened to I lend REA money? It's due in 10 years. For 10 years. I lend you money for 1 year. We write a contract. We say, you owe me the money. You'll pay me back. You know, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Toshin Pei Gimel, or November 1st, 2022, whatever we write. And then Shemitah comes next, Rosh Hashanah, technically the second before Rosh Hashanah, right? Shemitah comes, Shemitah's Ksafim. Yeah. Is the loan forgiven or not? So that's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel in. Makas have given the base, and we paskin, that was Rebbeinu Tam. The Piyot and Shavuos used to say, right? What are the Piyot and Shavuos? They had a Piyot called Azharis. What's the Piyot called Azharis and Shavuos about? It summarized all 613 commandments, right? For example, it summarized all 613 commandments. For example, the Sadi Gon Sefer Mitzvos that Rabbi Yerucha Frischel Perlau wrote his 2,000-page Pirush on is a Piyot for Shavuos. The Sadi Gon is more than one version of that. Anyway, so his version said, Man Eser Kesef Yalvenu, if you lend the guy money for 10 years, Bachatzi Yomav Yazvenu, working off the Pasuk, Osa Osher Velo Mishvah, Bachatzi Yomav Yazvenu, from Yirmiyah, that he has to abandon it in half of its time, meaning you have to be mochel it, because Shemitah's Ksafim comes halfway through. We don't pass that way. So as we read the time, he says, nope, Hashem had me taken care of. The Pasuk says, Osa Osher Velo Mishpat. It's not the din that you have to forgive it halfway through because I can collect it. Okay, that's Rebbeinu Tam. So that's how we paskin. We paskin, if I lend you money that's not yet due, there's no shvitas ksafim. Shvitas ksafim is only on loans that are collectible. But on loans that are not collectible, there's no shvitas ksafim. So therefore, I have no problem. I can lend Ari money for a year. I don't need a prosbol. Or before the days of Prozbul, whatever, and I still collected in a year. There's no nice. Shemitah stuff wasn't chal because it wasn't due yet. What if I lend someone money? Oh, this disgusted Bar Brah. In their days, they write the Prozbul during Elul. Okay, what if I write the Prozbul and then I lend you money? Right? Do I need another Prozbul? Or no, maybe I don't need a Prozbul because if I lend you money during Elul, 30 days doesn't end until after Rosh Hashanah, so it's not due yet. So that's the question. Is Shmita's Ksafim Chal on a Stam Halva Tok Shloshim Yom? Said the Bach, Shmita's Ksafim is Chal. I hope I'm not getting backwards, but I think I'm good. That Shmita's Ksafim is Chal and says that Dvar Avraham, he is a deer from the Miyuchas, he called the Chidush Ram Shabbos, which I think what we call the Miyuchas, the Chidush Ram Shabbos, right? When we discovered that what they used to think was the Chidush Ram Shabbos, what they used to think the Chidush Ram Shabbos was really the Chidush Ram. They found a manuscript of the Chidush Ritva, and the use of the name was Chidush Ritva, but someone else we don't know. So, remember, Chaim, when we were kids, and like there are these sets of Rishonim and Shas, and you had to like have a Masorah as to which ones weren't really written by that person?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, they fixed it also. I got from Rav Chanan. In the beginning of the Kovetz Ha'aretz and Yevamos has like one page where he writes every Rishon and Shas, which is not really written by who the printer said, and it's written by someone else. Because he just like whenever he read anything, he obviously knew, based on knowing all Rishon and Baal Peh, like what it matched, what it didn't match. So he has it all down there. Again, nowadays, it's all fixed. Any Rishon they publish that says the name, we generally trust that that's who it is. Anyway, back to our topic. Says the Rach, what about Shemitah Tok Shloshim Yom? Says the Bach, it's Meshamit. And everyone asks on the Bach, why is it Meshamit? If it's not due yet, it shouldn't be Meshamit. And the Bach and Barbara died for the Lusharan to justify his practice that it's Shemitah is not Meshamit. That's why it was okay that they lent money after they wrote their Prozbul, which wasn't covered by the Prozbul within 30 days. So they both then say, what about Shemitas Ksafim if Rosh Hashanah was within 30 days? So the analysis is clear. If it's the Zman of the Halva, then the time hasn't come yet. If the time hasn't come yet, then there's no shita, right? Ain't no shamit. Because it's tos mano. Everyone knows that shmita doesn't apply tos mano. And that, ain't no shamit is tos mano, and that is the diuk of the Dvar Avraham, that's how he paskins in the end, mi yuchas l'ran, the second Shabbos. However, the Bash famously said that it's Meshameh. Why is it Meshameh if it's not due yet? The answer is it is due. The only reason you can't, it is due. He does owe you the money. The only reason you can't collect is because of the Isser Shemitah. So the only reason you can't collect is because of the Isser Shemitah. Then what do you say? You can't collect because of Shemitah, so Shemitah's not allowed. No, it's all one big Shemitah. There's all one big din of Shemitah that you can't collect for 30 days and you have to forgive the loan when the Shemitah year ends, when Rosh Hashanah comes. And therefore, since it really is due, because you really do owe the money already. You do owe the money already. And if you do owe the money already, then Shemitah is chal. Again, it don't say, how can Shemitah be chal if you don't have to pay? It's you do have to pay. It's only Shemitah that tells him to be nice. So, of course, if Shemitah tells him to be nice, then the other dinner Shemitah will tell him to be even nicer. So that's the most obvious nafkamina. If you say the loan is really due, it's really Acher's mano, just I'm nice to you, then Shemitah's chal. Now I'm nice to you and I forgive it. If you say, within this money, you don't owe the money yet, then she does not plow, because we have a general plow, as Rabbi Tam says, and the Pesach Rabbi Tam accepts that Shulchan Aruch and Poskim tap toast and give more base. That zman eser ki yalvenu velo v'mishpat v'chatzi yom yisvenu. You don't have to forgive it halfway through. You can collect it when the zman comes. Okay, so that's an obvious nafgamina. I mean, one could quibble, but that seems to be a pretty clear nafgamina. The Dvar Avraham suggests, and the grist sort of hints, well, okay, the last nafgamina is, and this one, both the Dvar Avraham in English, let's say, the English that actually starts from our sugya. He starts from Rav Master of Hayim and Base, and then he gets into everything else. They suggest that, again, ditto, same two, same two, we don't really say the same thing, just coming, you know, one coming from a Halacha Maisa angle, it's a Shut Dvar Avraham, and, I mean, Shut Dvar Avraham is well known for starting with the Halacha Maisa Shaila and then analyzing. So yeah, in a sort of Akira conceptual sort of way. And the Inan Vishva say Nafkamina is maybe our subya. Our subya. What do they say? They say perhaps the machloksi, the Rashba and Tosos in our sugya is not just based on psychology of growth. It's also based on Samahashul Shemya, which maybe is also psychology of Samahashul Shemya. Maybe you could say like this. You could say, if it's really not due yet, if this man is 30 days, now again, why is this analysis a chiddush, not obvious? Because you could say, who cares what the lundus is? People don't know the lundus and it doesn't affect the day. But it could be no. They're arguing on maybe the lux that umda, maybe it turns into an umda. Maybe the point is that, and for sure, according to the grid, is that I'm not sure if I believe it's in the grid. It wasn't very subtle, was it not?
You know, you seem to be breaking up
and correct, but it's also was subtle in the formulation. So I'm going to say what I think he means, and you'll tell me in the end if it's, I don't know if I'm right or not. But in any case, what do they say? They say, if you say it's tochlis man, then ain't Adam for itself's motto. Then we would say, Ain Adam Torea Tos Manu. Right? Meaning, Ain O Naman Shapara Tos Manu. If it's really that this man is that it's not due for 30 days, then we'd apply the rule of Ein Adam Torea Tos Manu. And that would be the Shita of Rashba. Ein Adam Torea Tos Manu. Maybe the Rashba is this, what Steve would say, is the minority side of the Chakira. However, if you say it's just a Shita, really not all the much. Then you would say, no, Naman Litton. shepara toch shloshim yom. And this is Tosfos and Rav Haigon and others. By the way, how do I know the Golan is Rav Haigon? He just says Golan. Besides, I think Golan is usually Rav Haigon, but other Rishonim quoted explicitly using the name Rav Haigon here. So maybe this depends on this Hakira. If you say that this is minus 30 days, then he's not going to say okay, but then it's not. Especially if older than he had 30 days, he's not going to say okay, but then it's not. If you say no, this man is right away. The man is one day. However, you have to be nice and give him Shemitah for 30 days. Then this man is really over. You're being nice and giving him Shemitah. It's really time to pay. And if it's really time to pay, then maybe he is Nemetzi Peitom Fizman. That's what the Einayim Mishpat and the Baruch Hu want to claim. They want to claim that this machlokas is totally on lugdus and not purely on psychology, which is Tosus and others would be saying that Stam Halva'a is due immediately. There's just a Iser Tavia for 30 days. However, but since it's due immediately, then he would pay right away. However, the Rosh would say, no, the Zman of a Stam Halva'a is 30 days. And therefore, he claims to pay in only 20 days for 10 days, then he's claiming to pay Tosmano. We don't believe him that he paid Tosmano. So you could say it's totally on this lumbus of the Sugya of Eno and Perea Tosmano.
Coming back to that, the Stam Halva, the conditions of the Stam Halva are much more stringent. If somebody learned the Sugya, they would realize that they're actually already immediately owed the money. The condition, somebody's doing the Stam Halva is doing it because it doesn't want to be so restrictive, doesn't want a written down Milva Bishtar. And you're turning everything turns the other direction. He actually owes them, the loan is immediately due. It's like mafia.
So I would just say, you know what, if he didn't want it to be due immediately, then he should have said how long he wants the money. Doesn't bother him. Okay, I'll just point out that it's possible they're staging in this Hakira. The Dvar Ron suggests, exactly, I don't know if this is Maskana, that you could say it's Beidinim in terms of Stam Halva. Could you say Beis Dinim? You could say that Dvar Ron suggests, and this flows straight from the Shakta Bataria, that a milve bishtar, this man is 30 days. Why? Because it's an umdinah that no one would bother to lend money to shtar if it was not for a significant amount of time. While a milve balpeh is a mere shmita. Nah, milve balpeh, usually, just to pay them back later that day. Can I borrow money from you? I was saying, pay back in the clip, right? Go home and get money from my wallet. I just grab my wallet. Right? That's a milve balpeh. It's just a shmita that you can't ask me for 30 days. The grizz, it's not so clear. He says it's Tzvidinim here at the end, and his Lashon is far from clear, I must admit. He says there's a difference between a not having the right to be Toveya and Chalostin on the Milve, that he can't be Toveya. Meaning there's one Chalostin on the Malve and one Chalostin on the Halva. It's not clear to me what he means by Chalostin and Halva. He doesn't seem to be really totally saying the other side of Hakira. It seems like he's mixing parts of the third side. Now, if in Shemitah did the Milva and Shemitah did the Halva. But clearly, what he's saying is that it didn't mean the Arid and the Lova. The Hayti Tasty, it didn't mean the Arid and the Lova. I'm not sure. The only thing I can think of is this. It starts out as a Shemitah. However, when we make Halva and there's a Nim Shemitah, Shemitah is just Stam and Isra on the Malva. It's just Stam and Isra. However, once there's an Isra in the back end, we make Halva. The assumption is when two from Yidden make a deal, they're making an Alpi Dini Torah, and therefore we know there's an Isser, and therefore that really becomes built into the Halva. As opposed to when I'm suing the Arev, I didn't make a deal with the Arev, how long did it take? So I think what the Grizz is saying, some sort of Tzvedina, he's saying that by the Arev, it is merely an Isser to, is merely a Shvita. but by the woman itself, the Shemitah is built into the loan agreement. Why? Because I guess if we knew the Shemitah, we took out the loan, that's what he meant in the agreement. I don't know if he's saying this man, he doesn't want to use those words, he's saying some sort of state, you know. So maybe we'll just put him in parentheses. Ozzy, you have more clarity on the grids? Yeah, but you see where I'm confused?
It was a strange Russian. But I thought that what he was saying is that he called the Halostin on the Malva was kind of like the extra part. Meaning the initial condition that he has is that a Lova has the right to rebut a Malva on 30 days. That's like as close as that's the Torah. And then he said, oh, in addition to that, the difference between Halva and Ariv is that the Malva by a regular Halva has this, you know, additional. Again, that kisser on the Malva is not really driving the rest of the how you do the halva itself. It's like
additional. Here, let's just, you know, point out here that the Grizz is basically saying by the Arid, it's only a din. One thing is saying clear, by the Arid, I think he's saying it's external to the halva. There's an external din that you have a right to, or the obligation is not until there. By the Lova himself, it is internal to the Halva. Again, maybe what he's saying is this, by the Lova, you know, once I know there's a Shemitah, we make a loan, obviously we meet for 30 days, because we know there's a Shemitah. By the Arid, I never think that I would have to go to the Arid at all. I don't think I would pay. When I go to the Arid, then it's pure external Shemitah, external post. Okay, we can figure out the exact formulation, but one could make Tzvei Dinim again. You can think the original loan agreement is more built in. When you have to go to the RA, that's merely an Isser Shita. Or you could say, by you know, the Shtar, it's obvious people are doing it long term. Why are they ready to Shtar? They built it as they meant that as the spot. By Nova, that's merely Shmita. Or you can not say Tzvei Dinim. You can say, Zahakiri, you can say one way or the other way. Agav, I thought it could be, I don't think this is explicit in the Baruch Rav. Rabbeinu Tam has a fascinating chish. What if, what's the difference between She'ela and Halva, anyone? What's the difference between She'ela and Halva? In English, they're called borrowing and borrowing. Lending and lending.
Okay. She'ela, you return the object.
Right, She'ela is like, you know, one of the Arba Shomer, right? Can I borrow your pen? It means I'm using your pen and I'm going to return it. And it means yours. Halva means if I borrow $10, it means now this $10 is mine I spend and I give you back a different $10, right? Halva means I'm giving you back a different object. That's, again, really in English, there aren't good words to distinguish between them. Okay, why are there no good words to distinguish between them in English? It could be that goes back to ancient Germanic law, because English is a Germanic language, and ancient Germanic law is very funny, and a she'ela is more like a halva, and when I borrowed your pen, I actually got bibles on it. But we're not discussing ancient Germanic law now, although a lot of things that come up in the Rishonim, when you see, like, you know, how people act, sometimes you have to understand Germanic law to understand, you know, not understand Allah, to understand the Tzias, why people act the way they did. But in any case, in ancient Jewish law, there's a clear difference between Halva and She'ela, the most obvious difference being Midin Torah. What if I say, I'll give you Halva, but pay me $10? What's that called? That's called an Isser D'oraisa of Ribbis. What if I say, I'll give you a She'ela, but give me $10? What's that called? Schiras. That's one of the Arba Shomer. Anyway, what about Stam She'ela? What if I say, can I borrow a book? Can I borrow a book? When do I have to give it back? Maybe time to be Kiddush. Stam She'ela Lamed Yom. There's a lot of Rishon disagreement. I borrow a book and don't say for how long, it's Lamed Yom. Why? Because Stam Halva is Lamed Yom, Stam She'ela is Lamed Yom. And most of the Rishonim, or at least many of the Rishonim, say, no, that's ridiculous. Stam She'ela is to give it back right away. When you borrow something, you probably just want to use it for a few minutes. What is right away? I mean, in 1 second. I mean, as soon as you can get some use out of it, right? If you borrow a book, the assumption is you want to read a chapter, however long it takes to read a chapter. If you borrow a pen, the assumption is you want to write some notes, however long it takes to write notes, but you don't get 30 days.
Then hung up the public library.
They give me 30 days? Anyway, so it could be this might also depend on this Chakira. How so? If it's a din of Shemitah, Shemitah doesn't really apply to She'ela. right? If I lend you my car and then the shmita year passes, you still have to give me back the car. This is my car all along. Meaning, it's not like I'm trying to extract money from you. The whole point of she'ila is you don't have to pay me any money. You're just giving me my car back. Shmita doesn't apply to she'ila. However, if you say it's an umdana, that's how people mean 30 days, or the Torah says, whatever people don't say, some transactions are 30 days, then you could at least understand that Torah is talking about halva, but maybe she'ila is also. So it could be that you could say another nafkamina if you want, maybe. And this, I don't have any approach to say. Ulai, stam she'ela. So if you said it's an Isra Shmita, then for certainly, stam she'ela is not 30 days. Because, like, there's no Shmita on a Shovel. Shmita is on a Lova. I give you the money, you spent the money, now I want to get money out of you. Pay back your debts. It's hard to pay back debts because you spent the money. That's why it's all about. You spend money, then you pay back more money, then you earn more money. This is Shmita. No, Shmita, I lend you a knapsack. Why shouldn't you give back the knapsack right away? Okay, you don't know the knapsack. You don't know how to. Obviously, until you get back tonight. But why should you keep my knapsack for 30 days? However, if you see it as a stamsman, then you could say still a stamsman for one thing, not the same stam for the other thing. There's different accepted minigal homos. But at least you could say, like Rabino Tam, right? You could say, like Rabino Tam, that stam she'ela is lamed yom. Because the Torah is telling you, if you don't say this man, what's this man? The Torah is filling in the blanks. When someone doesn't say this man, what's this man? Whenever someone doesn't say anything, the Torah fills in the default. So the default of everything is 30 days. So after that could also be an afkamina. I don't think that's in the Barbara. Okay, bye. Okay. One could. I mean, you never know how to do it. But you could say Tosa, look at it more from the perspective of Scott Halvon. Or maybe I don't look more from the only no more. I agree. I'm far from, you know, I mean, you can't know for sure, but I agree that one could make that deal. Okay. Yeah. What?
Meaning, say I'm talking about, I guess, a shoot that. Sound like
he's such a I don't know. I mean, the Rambam doesn't always quote Pesukim. So I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't make a big deal about that. I, the Rambam doesn't consistently quote Pesukim for everything. I don't think. I'm not convinced. Okay, Viter. Let's go to the next Tosos. Ubav is manu, etc. The first half of the Tosos is pretty straightforward. Second half of the Tosos is Yem Tomar Mikol Makom Nifshav Hachad Lormina Migodi by Migodomar Pratika Ata Bomari, etc. Does Chaim get the board?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem. We have two sukkahs in a row here, or two halves of the sukkah. The first half is Tobezman Chavir of Omerlo Proticha Ptosmano. Part one. The Omerlo Praticha. All right, let's finish it again. The beginning of our sukkah. Ptosmano.
Can you change pens, please? You can hardly read the red.
I need to bring new markers. So who's in charge of telling me to bring new markers? Okay, you're responsible, fellow. Leo. All right, we'll find out if you're responsible, fellow. It'll become clear soon enough. Milsa da vita Luguya. Part one. The Amar lo Paraticha Toch. Lefire Shlokish. And go down. Part two. Part two is. Just as one point. So ba'o la'achar zman ba'amar lo praticha tov zmani. This is even lefi reish lakish. Nibaya delo ishita. Right, it's an unresolved nibaya. Why is it an unresolved nibaya? Because in this case, you have a migo against the chazaka. Chazaka, that he's lying and he didn't pay tos mano. But migo, he could have said, I paid you achers mano. And therefore, right, it's in vital ifshita because it's migo versus chazaka. Okay, what's this question? Hold on a second. What's the okimta in part one? When did he say praticha tov zmani? When did he say it? If he said praticha tov zmani after zmano, then that's an ibaya of migo makom chazaka. So why would Reish Lakish say he's not neman? We have an ibaya delisha. We have no idea if he's neman. They can't say the same case. Because the first case we possibly is not neman, the second case we possibly by Reish Shita, and all the Rishonim say, since the suffix, I'm also going to call him Orion, and in the end, he's suffix, he's neman. So that's Tosfos' question. Tosfos' question is, why don't we say from the beginning of the Sugya, if from the beginning of the Sugya is Achar's Mano, then that proves that we don't say the Migo is not heaven. So why is it the Bio later? So you have to differentiate the beginning of the Sugya from the end of the Sugya. And there are a few sheets that we've shown him how to differentiate the beginning of the Sugya from the end of the Sugya. Basically, you have to get rid of the Migo. The beginning of the Sugya has to be without a Migo. Because if it was of the Migo, then it would be viable Ishita. And it wouldn't be Eino Nema. So how do you make it Okimta in the first half of our Sugya, so there'll be no Migo? How many answers are there? Okay, tell me one answer. Okay, let's start now with Tosfos. What? What does the Ramban say? What's the case? Here the case is Tvo'o Achar Zman. What's the case in the first part? And that's why he's amigo. He could have said, I paid you after this man, which what most people do, and you for sure be believed. And he said, I paid you before this man. So he's amigo against the Chazaka, Ibaidu of Shita. What does the Ramban say the case is in the first part of the verse? Says the Ramban, here is Das Yachid. The Ramban, Tvo'o Tosmano. That was the case where I demanded the money within this man. I say, within this man, pay me the money, even though I really have no right to say pay me the money within this man. But nonetheless, I sue you. I say I'm preparing in advance. I don't want it to drag out in the courts. I'm suing you before this man comes. Which is a funny case. Funny, okay, so why would I sue you before this man? I say I'm lending you money. You have to pay me on December 1st. And already in November, I start suing you. And you say you paid me already. You're not Naaman. You obviously have no Migo because it's still Tosmana. Okay. No one liked Ramban because the Lashon was Amar lo pratila Tosmana. I said I paid you Tosmana. Sounds like now I'm standing after this man. Ramban is not impressed with it. Do you? He says, no, it doesn't mean the guy said pratila Tosmana because I would only say pratila Tosmana if I was after this man. It means the guy said pratila and the case was he was saying pratila Tosmana. Okay, man said Tvo'o Tosmano. The Tosos Rush. The Tosos Rush says, if I understand the Tosos Rush correctly, yeah. The Tosos Rush, you'll tell me from the Sifta, if I'm understanding the show. What? The truth is that if you look in the, right, maybe I was exaggerating that. If you look in the Lashon of the Ramban, what does the Ramban say? The Ein Dai de Mikubelis, he doesn't like that din. Hachi Kamerle, Praticha Kvar, Afisha Toksmani, Vahainu, the Lo Kamer Tvo, right? He actually wasn't, right? Tobehim. Then you have to make your Kinta. Sorry. Thank you. Correct. That Amar Kach Toksmano, without a Tvia. Why without a Tvia? Because how can you be Tobehim Toksmano? Okay, you're right. That's thank you for that correction. It's not like I sued you. How do you sue the time? The guy just came to court and said, you should know I paid within this month. The guy said, what are you talking about? I haven't even asked you for the money yet. He's not believed. Okay, that's a little dumb. Most people don't like it. The Ramban thinks it's true. What does the Tosfos Rosh say? The Tosfos Rosh says, his lashon is, I think he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, if I understand correctly. He says, no, that's crazy. You can't say the guy's coming to court within this man, because within this man, no one's suing. Within this man, no one's talking about it. Why would he come to court within these man? Of course, you don't come to court till this man comes. But you know when he came to court? Chaim, when did he come to court according to Tosfos Rosh?
Right after Shacharis.
Exactly. The very first thing in the morning on the day of this man. If I say, do December 1st, and he comes to court to sue at the crack of dawn on December 1st. And therefore, he's suing on office money. But the guy has no mego, because he can't say, and what does the guy say? I paid you within this month. He can't say I paid you after this month, because it's the first second of after this month. So there's no mego, right? That's the lashon of the Tosfos Rosh. Avala Rosh, Tosia Rush says, the kasha, what about the migo? You sold the migrant to 12 bit chilas yom achron, the hashta, right? Tavao bit chilas yom achron, he was tovea. Not after this man. After this man, the guy's a migo. He could have said, I paid you after this man. So maybe he's bullet, maybe or maybe not. Migo versus Kazak, he's bullet, say, paid you during this man. Here, I sue you at the crack of dawn on the last day, on the due date. You have no ego. You can't say I paid you on the due date. Because what do you mean? I see you get the crack of dawn. No time to pay. That's the closest to Rosh. They're being Jonah. Again, I'm putting the most popular shot last. But that's because the most popular shot is the only one that is probably interesting. Rabbi Yonah mitzvah kinta. He says tevao miru kinta achar zmano. So why is this just the case later of the mito? Because the Ishedos Shalom Para Achazmano. I'm suing you. There was the case of the first half of the Sugya. I sued that Ephesmon. The loan was due on November 1st. And I sue you today. What's today? November 4th? 3rd? 4th? The loan was due November 1st. I sued that today. But I have aged him that he hasn't paid me since November 1st. But he said he paid Tosmano. And he has no ego. There's agent that he didn't pay me after this time. Okay, it's very hard to have agent someone didn't do something. Much easier to have agent they did something, they didn't do something. The only way to have agent that Zach hasn't paid me since November 1st is
he was with them.
Either he was with them or I was with them. People were with me the whole time in the last 4 days and saw that no one paid me. Or they were with him the whole time last 4 days and saw he didn't pay. It's a weirdo kipta. What are the odds that agent were with him the whole time and saw he didn't pay? Again, that's what you have to say. I guess you can make other, again, nowadays, how do you even pay me on his smartphone? Okay, but those days, they didn't have to worry about that. I guess you can have other, you know, you could say it's not that the agent were with him, it's that he was in jail, and the agent were just watching, no one came to the jail, or he was on a desert island, you know, you figure out a weirdo gift.
You said there have been any case where several part of the agent, I think people,
no, because then there would be no discussion whether he's Neman to say that he paid Tosfos Man, because without agent, he's not Neman. So that wouldn't work. If it's the case you're asking for an Edom, then of course he's not Neman.
He has
no Mika, but also you don't need Rish Lachish. Even if buying Rav would admit he's not Neman. Okay, but why is the mainstream shot not the main? I don't know. I wouldn't say mainstream. Okay, more popular shot, Tosfos, and the Raven quoted in the Ramban, right? And maybe one or two, excuse me, on the Rishonim as well, the Yad Rama says something similar to this. Okay, the Irini Yonah written down as Yishomrim. Where we post us in the right, but say, the Yom of the Mishlam Zimne, Omeri, Dalo Chashem, Migo, Kim, the Kaim, the Yom Achron Shalasman. Meaning, on the due date, I say it's due December 1st, and they come to court on December 1st. Not like the post is rushed to crack it on. Sometime in the Yom of the Mishlam Zimne, right on the due date. Now, what's so I come on the due date, then I say, then the lashon works well. I say paid within the time. Now it's not within the time. Now is the time. It's not after the time. It's not during the time. It's not after the time before the time. It is the time. Right? Not achar zmano. Not achar. Or toh. Zmano. It is the zmano. If it was achar zmano, I'd have a migo. Believe me that I paid you toh zmano, because I could have said I paid achar zmano. If it was toh zmano, then it wouldn't match the lashon. First of all, why do you sue me toksmano? And then I wouldn't say I paid you toksmano. I would just say I paid you. No, it's in zmano, on the day. On the day, I have no amigo. Why? But now, here's where it gets tricky. Why isn't there amigo? All the other cases, I understand why there's no amigo. Why is there no amigo? Pashit, because there was no time. Pashit, because there's anything that didn't happen. Right. But according to Tosfos and Raya, they have to explain. They do explain, of course. They know they have to explain. So why is there no amigo? If I said I paid you on the day, I'd be believed. But there's no amigo, meaning there's amigo from Acher's mano to Tosfos mano. But there's no amigo from this mano to Tosfos mano. Why is there no amigo? So what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, lo chatzim inish. Tosfos says, why is it no migo? What's the point of migo? What does migo mean? Migo means believe me on a simple level, right? Believe me when I say X. Because if I was a liar, I could have said Y. Right? Believe me when I say, what's the migo later in the sugya? Believe me when I say pitosmano. Yeah, we're not sure if a migo beats chazaka or not. Although in the end, we paskin. That since it's an unresolved suffix, the migo does beat the chazaka. Meaning, not that it beats the chazaka, but it's an unresolved suffix, and the guy with the migo wins. Right? The Torah Sot, not the Torah Sot. What's a migo mean? I claim to have pitosmano, and it's not a winning taina. However, we say, look, if I was a liar, I could have just easily said a winning taina. I would have just gone over to anyone who knows anything about Dini Mamanos, said, I don't have to go over to someone who knows anything about Dini Mamanos. Like, you don't need to be a lawyer for this. Like, obviously, the most obvious thing to say if I owe you money is that I paid this man. I paid after this man. That's a normal thing to do. Ah, I waited until this man ended and I paid like a normal person. If I was a liar, I would have just said I was a normal person and paid after this man. Why would I say that I paid till this man and weaken my taina? It must be because I'm telling the truth, right? Classic, right? All right, this is real tension. Probably the biggest handler, not on the flight. But nonetheless, okay, I have a neighbor named Rabbi Yoel ben Nun who likes to give I've heard him give this shir a number of times, likes to give a famous shir called Who Really Wrote the Torah? And he says, well, we all know what the seculars think. What do the seculars think? Anyone know nowadays, right? Who did everything? The people in power did it in order to keep their supremacy, right? So who wrote the Torah? The Jews wrote the Torah to show they're better than the Goyim, right? The Kohanim wrote the Torah to show they're better than the Yisraelim. The kings wrote the Torah to show they're better than the Yotel, etc. These things have been going on for a long time. So he says, hold on a second. You know, if I was making up a Torah, if I was fabricating a Torah, and I was the Jewish people, I would write, I deserve Eretz Yisrael because it was always meant to be mine, and etc. I would definitely not write this week's Parsha. The one thing that no one would ever write if they were making something up is that we're in this land because our ancestor tricked his old blind father and got it instead of his brother who really deserved it. Right? No, there's only one reason anyone would write something so dumb. That's because it's the truth. It's the truth. Say the truth. Right? And presumably, right? If the priest got a chance to make up a document, the one thing they wouldn't write is that their ancestor, the first priest, made an idol 40 days after Matan Torah. Right? Why would it say? Oh, there's only one good excuse for that being written in a book. But it's true. Etc. Okay. It's a great chair. And it's at least you think. But yesh b'zamashu, meaning, you know, one of the ways in which we see that the Torah is true is that it's brutally honest, right? It doesn't have an agenda. I mean, it has an agenda of Hashem, but it doesn't have a political agenda. and not trying to make anyone look good and emotional. That's me. Why would I say something stupid? If I was a liar, I would say something beneficial for me. If I was a liar, I would say it paid you like a normal person. I wouldn't say something that's weird and unbelievable. The only explanation as to why I said something strange and unbelievable is that I'm telling the truth. And if I'm telling the truth, then I win. That's called Mali Vashaker, right? That's what they are quoting called Anasadi. They don't mean Anasadi literally in Paramahidas. I mean, it's obvious to us that you're telling the truth. Because if you were a liar, you would have said what all liars said, which is the best taina. Only truth tellers say inferior tainas. Okay, so says Kostos, that's only true if it's like process of illumination. Why would I say an inferior taina instead of a good taina? Must be because I'm a truth teller. So as a liar, I would say better taina. That's only if there's not a different explanation why a liar would have said this taina. So if it's a matter of Acher's mano versus Tok's mano, a liar would have said Acher's mano. The only reason to say Tok's mano is on a truth teller. However, if it's Tok's mano versus Biz mano, if it's today, then what's the problem? I have two choice of two tainas. I could say, I paid you, isn't this like a famous story like this, about, I think, the Rishash. I could say, I paid you 2 weeks ago and you forgot. Sometimes you forget what happened 2 weeks ago. Sometimes you forget to pay you back. I could say I paid you 2 weeks ago and you forgot. Or I could say I paid you today. Okay, what's the difference? If I say I paid you 2 weeks ago, I can save face. I can feel comfortable. After all, maybe you forgot. I can convince you you forgot. If I say I paid you today, you couldn't have forgotten. That's possible. That's Azu's punishment, right? To say I paid you today when you know full well that I didn't pay you today, say I paid you. It's only one day. Say I paid you 3 hours ago, when no one can be mistaken as to whether they were repaid 3 hours ago, that's chutzpah, and maybe I just don't have the nerve to stand up and say in your face that I paid you 3 hours ago, and because I didn't have the nerve to say that to your face, instead I said, well, I paid you 2 weeks ago, you're a busy guy, maybe you forgot. That's what the recess, that's called migu dehaza. Halo choshev migu, kem demayim, the kind of akron shalzman, the akron shalzman, the akron shalzman, the akron shalzman, the akron shalzman, even though sometimes people pay on the last day, that's what it says in the book. See, probably it's a migu. It's not a migu. The chutz of initial in particular, you don't have the chutz to say that. A whole brother, the lower pritiva, as well as shakachka. I don't have the chutz to say I paid you today. Instead, it's more comfortable for me to say I paid you 2 weeks ago and you forgot. Therefore, if I say Tok's money, when I have the option of Acher's money, the only reason I say Tok's money is because I'm telling the truth. But I say Tok's money, when I have the option of Biz mano, then there's another explanation why I said Tok's mano. Because I didn't have enough chutzpah to lie to your face about something that happened 3 hours ago. And I felt more comfortable lying about something 2 weeks ago because maybe you wouldn't be sure and you would think you forgot. And I could convince you that, you know, that I'm telling the truth. Okay. Basically, once you have another valid explanation for why you said the inferior taina, you lose the onda. You lose the proof that you're telling the truth. That's called migu deha'aza. Migu deha'aza is when maybe the reason I didn't say the better taina is I didn't have enough chutzpah. Because I couldn't get up the nerve. Okay. So, says Tosos. Says Tosos. Why? Why is there no migu? Says Tosos because he doesn't use this word, but the Achronim call it a migu d'ha'aza. Where does the concept of migu d'ha'aza come from? Shas. This is very controversial if this is what it means. There's at least one other very popular way and one other somewhat popular way to explain this. The Gemara says, Neima amrator mod mixes tiny yishava. Right? Hazaka. May is pun of Neval Chovo. Why did the Torah say Mogi Mitzvah has to swear? Chazaka, you don't have the chutzpah to deny all the money. What does that mean? So the Tosos and many others read that Gemara. Why is it a similar question? Why does the Mogi Mitzvah have to swear? Why can't he just say, Migo, I could have been Kofrakol? You say, oh, you 200, I admit 100. So pay 100, I swear in the other 100. Why can't I just say, I don't have to swear in the 100, I'm telling the truth, Migo, I could have denied all 200. After all, why would I deny all 200? I get more money. Why would I admit 100? It must be because I'm telling the truth. So why do I have to swear? The answer is no, there's a different reason. You admitted 100 because you're a liar. but you didn't have enough nerve to deny it all. And therefore, you admitted half and denied half. Okay, so that's showing that you don't say me, but the haza. That's what Tosos says. The Ravid says it a little differently in a very, very mysterious way. Where I saw in the footnotes, you probably have in Masifta, in the Tosos footnotes. Tosos tries to explain the Ravid, and the footnotes say that in the Shiure, Rabbi Shmuel, or Chidusha Shmuel, or whichever it is, there's many reasons why he doesn't even understand what Tosos is saying. Right? You must have that. The Ketos explains the Ravid, and then the Shiur of Shmuel says he doesn't understand it. That's what's in the footnotes of Ketos. Anyway, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid is quoted by the Ramban and a few other Rishonim, and says the Ravid, Yeruba de Inshilo Pari Biyomad Mishlam Zman, most people don't pay on the due date. As a result of the Levi'ishi Parizman, all the Levi'ishi people would pay on time. Most people don't pay on time. Most people drag it out till the date is over. Meaning, if I say you have to pay me December 1st, when on December 1st? Most people would say, well, not now, later, and wait till December 2nd. Right? Some people will pay December 1st, and no one will pay before December 1st. Right? But most people still don't pay on this man. And therefore, he says, there's no Migo. Because most people don't pay on this mine. Okay, it's not exactly clear what he means by that. What's that definition? There's no ego. If the time you could have said is something most people don't do, hey, it's winning time. You believe to say you paid on this mine, just most people don't. So, okay, we have to figure out what he means. Let's take it one step at a time. The Ketos has a very famous question on the Tosos. What's the Ketos' famous question on the Tosos? He has a question on the Tosos, and something that's found in many Rishonim. Many Rishonim write that we don't say in Yibut Ha'aza to patter you from a Shua. But we do say in Yibut Ha'aza to patter you from Mamon. They bring many, many proofs, especially a whole bunch of proofs in the third parak, and I do want to get into Migo a little more in the third parak, I must admit. Okay, they bring a proof in Daf Lamed Vav, the easy Da'achli Hushla bin Arda'a, Daf Lamed Vav bin Aleph, your goat. Who has a goat here? Dovi probably has a goat. Dovi's goat. ate my barley, and I came into my yard, ate my barley, now chayiv, that's called shame, and then I locked the door. I say the goat ate $50 worth of barley. So he has paid $50. Why? Because I'm believed to say the barley, me going, could have said I bought the goat and kept the goat. It was worth $60. Okay, but there's me in the house. I say he ate the barley, and as part of the knows, yeah, maybe. I claim that barley was in his day, but I claim he sold him the day. He knows he did something in his day. That's a lot of chutzpah. Maybe I'm a liar, and I'm just making up the barley because I don't have the nerve to say he sold me the goat today, but he knows he didn't. Okay. Also, the Gemara says that if you have proof that this field belonged to your ancestors, I am believed to say, I am believed to say that it belonged to my ancestors, or perhaps because of me, I could have said it belonged to you. I could have said I bought it from your ancestors. That's me, maybe that I bought it from you. Sorry, I'm believed to say it was my ancestors, so I could have said it belonged. I bought it from you. Maybe you didn't have the nerve to say I bought it from you. No, I didn't. Okay, maybe you should have said. What do many Rishonim say? You can find this all over Shas. I even wrote down a few places you could find this Gita if I brought it with me. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. You could find this in the Ramban and the Rashban, Bavitzi Adav Gimel, and the Ran, and a few other Rishonim. Okay, says the Ketos. What's this question? Question of the toes. question is that. Migu de Ha'aza works. Liftar mi field mama. Just not liftar mi field shua. That's the question. How could they say Migu de Ha'aza doesn't work here? After all, Migu de Ha'aza does work to get you out of paying money. It only doesn't work to get you out of taking a shua. That's the Ketosis question. And what is the Ketosis answer?
Which really might be the most straightforward answer, even though Ketosis and our Masechta, right, usually can only be Kasha's one Masechta than another Masechta. They point out, on Nunbeis and Nunbeis, Ketosis does seem to lean towards saying that, like this, that Migu de Ha'aza does work to pop you from Mamon. So then it would be your question. Answers the Ketosis. Simon Ayin Ches of Cut and Hay. He says, like even though we really don't have any Rishon who say that explicitly, but maybe Tosfos holds that Migu de Ha'aza doesn't work. Lift or Mamon. Okay, really getting deep into it. Migu here says the Ketos. No, Tosfos Sagri, the Migu de Ha'aza. Ain't no Kotro. Meaning Tosfos holds a Migu de Ha'aza is worthless. Okay, that's one possibility. From here we prove that Tosfos holds Migu de Ha'aza is worthless. But the Tosfos' brother, right, there's a sefer called Trumas HaKri. The Tosfos' brother is famous for writing which sefer? Trumas HaKri, right? Trumas HaKri is printed in at least the old-fashioned Tosfos. I think the new Tosfos also is a in the very, very, very kosh sefer about basically all suffix mumbo, you know, basically a piece of work, some piece doesn't work, how do you solve speakless and do mumbo's? So you that we'll get to the third parak. He scribbled some ha'aros on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and his kid published them and made the Trumas HaKri. That's printed only at the end of Sotik Sosis. So Sosis' brother, the Trumas HaKri, right here says, look what my brother said. Achim, very respectful. Brother is a Tosfos after all. The li nira, the yashid kushia. So I can answer. The hakashayni came in the chazaka she'ina mareya tosmano af mahani migu negda mikalvaka migu migu ma'al yotuba shalote ba'hazah ha'azol das Tosfos supports a minig b'das ha'arayvid. What is he saying again? Let's say the Tosfos for now. Says the Trumas HaKri, the Tosfos' brother. He said no. Migu de Ha'aza does work to pass him from Mamon. But we're not just talking about Migu from Mamon here. We're talking about Migu Makam Chazaka. We're talking about Migu working against the Chazaka. And if you look for a moment at, for example, at the way the Ran brings down Tosfos in the Chedusha Ran, in the Chedusha Ran, when he brings down Tosfos, he brings it down very clearly. What does he say? He says that because it's not such a good migo, right? Maybe, and this is really the lashon of Kedusha Ran. The lashon of Kedusha Ran is pretty clearly in this direction, right? The kach mashma the Kedusha Ran. He says over Tosfos. He says over Tosfos. He says over the Ramban. When he says over Tosfos. When he brings down Tosfos and Sharan, he says, no, Migu de Ha'aza is poter mimamon im ein chazaka negdo. But Migu de Ha'aza lo mehani liftor mimamon neged chazaka. Because here we're not discussing Migu, we're discussing Migu Makam Chazaka, right? Again, the lo that's a Migu, believe me, I pitos mano because I could have said I paid akras mano. Or in this case, believe me, I pitos mano because I could have said I paid on the borderline date. On the border date. That's against the Chazaka, they didn't have a great tos mano. Migu against Chazaka requires a better Migu. And Migu to us as an inferior Migu and doesn't work against a Chazaka. That is the
Trum Sakri. So basically, you have two drachmas in Tosfos. One is that Miku the Hazar doesn't work at all. The other is that Miku the Hazar works. And all the other studies, it works to Pachi from Lavo. But it doesn't work against the Chazaka. Because against Chazaka, you need a very strong Miku. And this is not a strong enough Miku to work against Chazaka. And here is where all the Achronim want to ask if this is true. Let's go back to Tosfos. Right? Tosfos says Migu Da'aza. Either Migu Da'aza never works, or it works, but not against the Chazaka. That's really the question. Does it never work, or does it work, but not against the Chazaka? Right? Either Migu Da'aza never works, or it works, but not against a Chazaka. Right, that's what we're saying. So what's the Svara? The Svara is, why would Migu Da'aza not work? Okay, the Svara of Migu Da'aza not working is pretty clear. The whole point of Migu is to prove he's telling the truth. And here we have no proof that he's telling the truth. So the whole point about Migu is the only reason I would have said this is because I'm telling the truth. A liar would never have said this. So, here we have another. No, I am clear. I said this because I just couldn't get up the nerve to say the other China. Okay, what's the svara of the Truma Sakri, which the Jaran says, which might be a Tosfos. It's in the context of Chazaka. Tosfos doesn't say explicitly Chazaka in this sense. Lo chashiv migo. Maybe it means lo chashiv migo in our context against Chazaka. You know, what's shot? So what does it mean? It means it's not a migo ma'alia. It's not such a good migo. What does it mean it's not such a good migo? It's not migo ma'alia. Right? What's the lashon of the Sharan again? Or the Truma Sakri at least. Says the Truma Sakri. Be'in amigo ma'alya tuba. Right? Eino migo ma'alya tuba. It's not a very good migo. What does it mean? It's not a very good migo. Migo da'aza is not a very good migo. What does he mean by not a very good migo? So here you can take the Truma Sakri in two ways. Right? Whenever something is like, oh, it's half as good as something else, right? Tells us that Migo da'aza is not Migo Shalom Yisrael. The Sharan applies, which was like recess. No, it's a Migo, but it's not such a good Migo. It only works halfway. You ask, what's the question we ask ourselves? If something is like partially good and it works halfway, is the nature of that half? What would we be curious? Moshe, what would inquiring minds want to know? Is that half a... A quantitative half or a qualitative half? Is it just that, you know, it's basically, you know, Migo's Migo, but it's just quantitatively half as strong? Or is it, no, qualitatively, it is the strength of one aspect. It has one aspect of the strength of Migo, but not another aspect. That's basically what we want to know. When we say it works halfway, what are the two possibilities? It is a quantitative half. Or qualitative, right? That's what we want to know. Obviously, it's easier to say quantitative. What do we mean? That a regular Migo is a strong proof of truthfulness. How about a Migo da'aza? Is a weak proof of truthfulness. Let's say like this. A regular Migo, what's a regular Migo? The Seif of our Sugya. Believe me, Tos Mano, because I could have said Achers Mano. That is a 90% proof that I'm telling the truth. After all, now it could be a liar, and why did I say the wrong time that a normal liar wouldn't say? Who knows? There could be some weird explanation. I stopped, made a mistake, I was confused. That 95% proof that I'm telling the truth. A normal Migo is 95% proof that I'm telling the truth. Why would I have said this taina instead of the better taina unless I'm a truth teller? Amigo da Aza is not a 95% truth. It's only a 60% proof that I'm telling the truth. And maybe those numbers, obviously. Why would I say this taina? I'm not the better taina? Well, maybe I just didn't have the nerve to say better taina. Yeah, but a lot of people have a lot of nerve. A lot of people have a lot of chutzpah. Right? I can tell you from my recent experience. There are people out there with a lot of chutzpah.
But
on the other hand, maybe this guy didn't have chutzpah. So maybe the reason he didn't say the better taina is because he didn't have enough chutzpah. But on the other hand, a lot of people do have a lot of nerve out there. Maybe the reason he didn't say the better taina is because he's a truth teller. And it's more likely he's a truth teller. Sure. Okay, so just a little more qualitative standard of proof. You know, if you just ask, again, I don't know if I need to illustrate it, but what are the choices? If it's toth mano versus achars mano, why would he say toth mano? 95% because of the truth, 5% he's a liar who made a mistake. Why do liars say like that tiny toast mod instead of not even doesn't tell the truth? 100% after all. Maybe he's a liar who just messed up, made a mistake, got confused. But it's pretty clear. If it's about toast mod versus Yom Zmano, right? The Yom Achron Shalos Man, the due date, then you'd say, why would I say this? 60% because of the truth. After all, why wouldn't I say it today and that'll be now? 60% is the truth. But it could be 40% because didn't have the nerve to say today. To say I paid you today when the guy's been away since this morning and knows I didn't pay him, that's a lot of chutzpah. Maybe I didn't have the chutzpah. Or people are not chutzpah. Maybe people don't tell the truth. So it's a weaker proof. After that's what the truth like me means, what the Kusharan means, what Tosus means, Shalom al Yisrael. However, not so push it. You could say that, and here I'm really getting into the whole study of which I didn't really need to get into yet, but one of the more famous, perhaps one of the most famous one of the Kakiras and Shas. Rebbe Chanan here brings up, he's famous for this Kakira, although a lot of people have this idea of floating around at the same time as him. Rebbe Chanan here says, he's a long sermon about this, and the Simonic part, he says, has to be something on the part of those folks in Georgia, part of the folks here, not the Mara part. But it could be another quality aspect. It could be really that, there's no proof of truthfulness. After all, if there are various explanations as to why he said Totsmano, then it doesn't prove he's truthful. But if you're gonna say, look, the only good explanation why he said this is that he's being truthful, or else you have to have a weird explanation, that's a good proof. To say there are multiple explanations. He could have said Totsmano is being truthful, or he's a liar who just didn't have enough nerve. Not a proof at all. What? There are two explanations that are not a proof of truthfulness at all. But perhaps there's another aspect to Migo, right? Which Rav Chanan likes to call koach ha-nemanus. Perhaps there are two aspects to Migo, right? Starts with Hakira. What does it mean, Migo? Does Migo mean it's a psychological proof of truthfulness? Or no? Perhaps Migo is not a psychological principle. It is a legal principle. It is a Torah jurisprudence principle. The principle is that if someone has a winning taina in a case, then, we're going to go back to Migo a few times. But if someone has a winning taina, in a case, then he has a certain emunas, right? He has a certain upper hand. He has a certain power to win this case, no matter what taina he says. That koach nemunas remains with him. The fact that he had the case in his pocket, the fact that he was believed to win this case, if he would have played his cards right, means that we believe him regardless. He has the Kach Amos the other Taina. I realize that explains why intuitively he should have the Kach Amos the other Taina. And perhaps I'm not going to do it now because we're not going to get to the whole Shasso Yermigo yet. But what's the difference is very clear. If you're talking about proof of truthfulness, then what we're talking about is Amitsati, proof of truthfulness that only works if there's no other explanation why he said this other than truthfulness, meaning Nigudaza would not work. If you said no, it's a Koch Namonis, that he is the formal Koch of his other Taina. Once he has the power of that Taina, he comes into basically with the power of that Taina, that power remains with him no matter what he says. Then that remains with him. And who cares about Nigudaza? We don't care why he would have said it or whether he would have said it or what his psychology is. We care about his formal. Nemonos on his potential position. What does Rav Chanan basically say? He says it's me, Dean, and Amigo. There are really two aspects of Amigo and whatever. Again, if someone says, well, this kind of this din works like halfway, not the other halfway. It could be they're just saying quantitatively, or it could be just saying Sleidina. Quantitatively, qualitatively is another word for Sleidina, right, Moshe? What does Rav Chanan say here? He says, no, it's really going on here, Sleidina and Migo. There is a Migo or proof you're telling the truth psychologically, and here there's no proof. And that's really where Tosis is, that's really where this is coming from. It never works because there's no proof of truthfulness. Or you could say, no. You could say, there's no proof of truthfulness, but there's three dina. I hope it's also saying, no proof of truthfulness, and only one din of Migo. Or here you'd say quantitative, and only one din of Migo. Obviously, the Pashup Shah is that, there'd be only one din of Migo. But Sedra Rokhana, no. Maybe what he means is, maybe what the Chumas Akri means, the Pusharan means, Rokhana, is that the speaking of Amigo, there's the formal koach of the potential position and the proof of truthfulness. Maybe the other is no proof of truthfulness, but you still have the koach of that position. And he used this to explain two phenomena about Migu da'aza lefi the Fidusharan. Right? Says Rav Chanan, what do we find about Migu da'aza? What do we find about Migu da'aza? We find two things. Before we get to our sugya, Lefi Rov Rishonim, always hard to tell how to count Rov Rishonim, who counts for the Rov Rishonim, like counting Rov Rishonim. But Lefi, I think what's accepted by the Akron, those mainstream derech in the Rishonim, you know, when the Shaka just calling Migo, the way he goes with it, that he considers the mainstream of the Rishonim. So Lefi, the accepted mainstream of the Rishonim, what do we say? Lefi, I will call it nonetheless, Lefi Rov Rishonim, even though, you know, it's not Tosos according to Xos, it's not this Tosos, it seems to be Tosos later, which is where the Shumas Akri is coming from. Not the Rambam, not to bring a gash in a totally different direction. Migu de'ha'aza poter mi mamon ve'eino poter mishua. Why would it not be mamon not mishua? So Rav Chanan himself said there's various explanations. You could say it's a quantitative thing. It's like a partial proof, which is enough to pater me from paying money because I'm also going to go over Raya, but not enough to pater me from mishua because as long as they get down to a suffix, I don't pay money, but the suffix still to swear to by the suffix. He quotes from Rabbi Yonah, at least according to one Shita, this is not Rabbi Yonah himself Shita. He says, no, it's a psychological thing that to save money, a person has all the nerve in the world. And therefore, we believe that if he was a liar, he would have had nerve. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have so much nerve. Okay, there are many psychological explanations. Maybe we'll come back to it when we get to that. When we get to more in the explicit in the Gemara, but says Rav Chanan, very poshut, because as opposed to a migu gomor is poter afilu mishmua. Why is this? Because a migu gomor is poter mishmua because it has proof of truthfulness. If I can prove I'm telling the truth, that's as good as a shua. As a shua, what's the point of a shua? The point of a shua is that I have to prove that I'm telling the truth. I brought proof that I'm telling the truth. However, a migu de ha'aza has no proof of truthfulness. It does have koach nemanis. What does he say? I have a certain koach. Meaning, since I would have won this case in Besdin, that koach remains with me. I could have won the case in Besdin. I have it in my pocket. All the lawyers coming to court were sure I would win because I had the winning time. That's enough to win the case. You can win the case with koach nemanis. And that's about who wins, who loses. Shmua is not about who wins, who loses. Shmua is about, one way of looking at Shmua, Shmua is about an obligation to clarify. You can't say I clarify things. You can say I read, but I have to clarify things. To clarify things, I need actual evidence. And therefore, regularly goes evidence. It's like a Shmua, but I say I swear to God, that shows that I'm telling the truth. And a regular ego shows I'm telling the truth. But a migu da'aza doesn't prove I'm telling the truth. I just have formal koach to win this case. Ah, the formal koach is enough for Momo. It's not enough to pata mishpua. Says Rav Elchanan, now I can use this to explain our tosfos. Right? Lefi tosfos bit sugyin. What does he say? He says very pasha. Migu da'aza. Poter mi mamon, avalo the makom chazaka, but amigo gomer, poter. I mean, it's unresolved suffix, but therefore the mice is poter, afilu the makom chazaka. Why? Well, because to beat a chazaka, you need a proof. Because a truthfulness beats a chazaka. After all, what's a chazaka? Chazaka is a psychological assumption. Based on human psychology, you must be lying because you wouldn't have paid Tos Mako. Okay, based on human psychology, I must be telling the truth. I have an ego. And the only explanation is why I said this is that I'm telling the truth. So neutralize the chazaka. However, migu de ha'aza has no proof of truthfulness. It can't get rid of the chazaka. All the migu de ha'aza can do is say, I have the koach of my other taina. I have the koach just as neman as I would be if I said tos mano. A neman, so what do you say here? It says, no, I have the koach of the potential taina, but that koach is not enough ida chazaka. After all, if I had said I'd be tos mani, I would win, but I wouldn't beat a chazaka. I would just win because there is no chazaka. So I have the koach of that taina, but that koach does not include the power to override a chazaka. So therefore, the koach taina is not enough to override the chazaka. However, a umdina, that's a proof of truthfulness, would be enough to override a chazaka. So we're kind of basically saying that maybe we're dealing here with a qualitative sfeitinim in chazaka, in migu, sorry. Migu da'aza has the formal koach of the other taina, but it doesn't have an umdina, it doesn't have a psychological proof of truthfulness. That's why it works to win money, because I am the koach of that taina, which is winning taina. But it doesn't work to get me out of shua, because a chi of shua means you have to clarify the facts, not just win. And it doesn't clarify the facts, because there's no truthfulness. Likewise, when it comes to our sugya, Tosa saying, Vigo Makam Chazaka, that a regular Vigo meets Chazaka, because it's a proof of truthfulness, or at least it ties Chazaka, and it's invited to a shita. However, Vigo Gaza, it's not of any proof. Something without proof loses to something with proof. Yes, that's koch the other time. I say tok, I paid toksman, I have the koch of saying I paid on the day of the end of this month. But that koch is not enough to beat the chazaka. If I said I paid today, I wouldn't beat a chazaka. Likewise, if I say I paid toksman, I don't have the power to beat a chazaka. Just the mere koch the other time is not enough to get around to parry a proof. A proof is enough to parry a proof. That's the Vorder Baruch Hanukkah.
And maybe it's like translating circular. But how can we give someone kocha and then manus for a pain that we don't believe? And if you were to claim that I pay back today or whatever it is, then we believe him. But when he doesn't make a claim, you assume that he that event didn't happen because then he has to embarrass to say so. But how can we then give him kocha and manus?
Because even though we think psychologically he might have been too embarrassed to say that he paid today, he still could have said it, right? He could have said it. If he hadn't walked in Bezdin and said, I paid today, we would have been okay with
those,
that.
Those are two different paths, meaning the path that he said the claim, we believe because he said the claim. And if he didn't say the claim, we then say, oh, must not happen because, and that's why he's too embarrassed to say something.
If I understand what you're saying properly, you're asking Rosh Chodesh and you're saying maybe even the koach of that nemanis. What do you mean? We think he couldn't have said that. We think that that was not in his arsenal. It's a good question. Clearly, what he's saying is the difference between looking at psychologically and looking at it formally. Formally, it wasn't his arsenal. It's not that he couldn't have said it. This is the thing. It's not that he couldn't have said it. It's that there's a reason he might not have said it. He could have said it just once. He didn't say it, we suspect a reason. But that might or may not be the reason. It's not that he can't be Mayus. It's not that he can't be Mayus. It's just that it's possible that he was reluctant to be Mayus.
And in the formal realm, any claim
that... As long as he could have made it, that's good enough, even if he would have been reluctant. Okay, that doesn't bother me. Let me just... Okay, the truth is that Pri wants to use this to explain the Raven as well. Let me just go back to the Raven. The Raven seems pretty clear as well. She's only trying to meet the Mark of Chazaka. What difference does it make if most people don't pay beyond the Mishlon Zimne? What difference does that make if most people don't pay? So says the Tumasakri, it's not a Migoma Aliyah, it's not a great Migo. Why is it not a great Migo? Here it's a little tricky. I don't think you can say this is quantitative. Because, what do you mean? Like, why would he lie? It's not a great Migo. Like, why isn't it
leave that for now. Let's start with the Ksos, though.
Says the Ksos, watch out of the right, the Ksos says something very, very, very fancy here. Says the Ksos, there's a difference between me going to Pesha Asur and go Pesha Eter. What is Pesha Asur or Pesha Eter? They said that if I got myself into trouble, I got myself into trouble with my words, then my words can also get me out of trouble. What's he basically saying? Migo means, believe me, that X is true because I could have said Y is true. Believe me that X is true because I could have said nothing. And I'm the only one who got myself into trouble in the first place. Now, this is not a real case of Pesach and Pesach, that he said nothing, you have to pay. Therefore, says that so it's explaining the right, it's very, very fancy. Says that so what's shot in the right of it? Shot in the right of it is like this. If it's after the Zman, everyone thinks he paid already after the Zman. We're just waiting to see what he says. Since he could have said he paid after the Zman, and instead he says he paid during the Zman, then we don't believe that as long as because, like, when he came into court, he didn't even really think there was a chazaka against him. So we assumed he paid after the Zman. We didn't think there was a chazaka against him. All of a sudden, he said he paid during the Zman, and then this chazaka. However, when he comes on the day it's due, since most people don't pay that day, we assume he didn't pay. So we assume chazaka. No one pays during the Zman, and most people don't even pay on the last day. So when he came to court, this chazaka was already against him. Then he says, amigo is not enough to be chazaka. Okay, what does he mean by this? And again, it has nothing to do with ha'asa. This right is not about ha'asa. I think what the Sos's Pesha Asur might be saying is perhaps Pumfakir at the opposite of Rav Ochanan. maybe saying exactly the opposite of Rav Chanan. I admit in the Truma Sakri, he seems to be saying the exact same thing for Tosfos on the right, but I have a little trouble figuring out the exact same thing, either quantitatively or qualitatively, but you can work on that and come back to me. Let's just deal with the Tosfos on the right, but what does the Tosfos say in the right, but and then we'll call it a day. What the Tosfos is saying, the Tosfos is saying is that if you have, if it's Tavo'o Acher's Mano, then before his taina, we say he probably paid Acher's Mano. Student pay Acher's Mano. It's a reasonable thing. We can't think he probably paid Acher's Mano. We have no chazaka against him. And he said that he talks Mano, and he makes a chazaka against him, but he also has a migo with him. If you're a Tavo'o, the Yom Shenishlam's Mano, right? Then, before he opens his mouth, we say, probably, he probably didn't pay so soon. Meaning, it's a matter of what we think before he opens his mouth. Now again, it's not a classic Kesha Asar. Classic Kesha Asar means he would have won without opening his mouth. Here he would have won without opening his mouth. He says, look, after his mouth, before he opened his mouth, we suspected that he paid. And we're expecting to say, I paid you after this man. Now, okay, he admits that he didn't pay after this man. He thinks he during his man, so the Chazaka is lying, or the Amigo is telling the truth. This is a strong Amigo, because he really thought he was winning all along. If he comes with a day of this man, most people don't pay the day of this man. We believe they say he did, but most people don't. So we were sort of assuming before he opened his mouth that he hadn't paid yet, it was too early. We believe he didn't say he paid today, but our assumption that he hadn't paid is too early. He's on the defensive, meaning he goes into court, he's already on the defense. He has to figure out a way to defend himself with an unlikely. If he has to figure out a way, that's just telling me it's very late. I didn't look at the clock. Anyway, he has to defend himself with an unlikely taina. I think you can say for the right that maybe exactly punk pacher, that means precisely the opposite, diametrical opposite of the Rav Chanan. What is he saying here? And then we'll have to end because it's super duper late. Says the Ravid, that the opposite. The proof of truthfulness. Either way, you have proof of truthfulness. Why did he say he paid earlier when he could have said he paid later? There's no good reason to say he paid earlier other than truthfulness. Proof of truthfulness is not enough to meet a chazaka. Okay, proof I'm telling the truth, proof I'm lying. Why is that enough to be a chazaka? The only way to be a chazaka is with a formal koach, because I walked into bed and already have been taught that I had this case in my pocket. Okay, maybe they need that pesha asur pesha hiter. What do you mean pesha asur pesha hiter? Pesha asur pesha hiter, I already won the case. Not I could have won the case, I already won the case. That's the difference. Migu means I could have won the case. Pesha asur means I already won the case. I can assume that I already won the case. That is much greater koach than just I could have won the case. And maybe what the Ravid is saying is this. Tavo Acher's Mano, you have Tavo Acher's Mano, you have a omdana, like a proof, and a koach of already winning the case, right? Koach of already being the winner. I know you have to open your mouth to be the winner, but I'll be normal, Derek, what most people do, we expect you to be the winner. That's enough to beat a chazaka. Here, you have only a proof, but no koach nemanus, because you weren't already the winner. You came in, we assumed you're the loser, you're on the defensive. When we come in, we assumed you're the loser, you're on the defensive, then you only have the opposite of Rav Chanan. Yes, you have good evidence. You must be telling the truth. Otherwise, why would you have said it the worst time? Why would you have said the worst time if you were lying? You must be telling the truth, and you must be lying. So therefore, that needle's not good enough. However, if it's a first body, you also have Koch and Emonis. That's because Peshach is a Peshach Yitter, meaning you already won the case. Not literally Peshach is a Peshach Yitter. You already won the case. I'll be Derek HaOlam HaFir. Most people assume you already won the case. If you already won the case, then you really have the Koch to win this case. We already view you as the winner of this case. We accept whatever you say. We keep you as the winner of this case. And that kind of ego is enough to be a chazaka. So when it comes to the Tosas and the Ragged appears, what are we talking about? Why does this inferior Migo not work here? Again, you could say one Derek is for Tosos at least, not for the right. For right, no, possible. This is just not a good Migo, nothing to do with any tweet, no in betweens. Or you could say, no, it's an inferior Migo. And that's why it would work, but not against Chazaka. Why would it be an inferior Migo? Either quantitatively inferior or qualitatively. If qualitatively inferior, we go back to Rav Chanan's famous tweet, and Migo, and I think Tosos and the Ravid go different directions. Tosos would say, since it's a Ha'aza, you have no psychological proof of truthfulness, but you do have Koach in your Taina. And the Ravid would say, of course you have psychological proof of truthfulness. He doesn't know Ha'aza here. He's not into Ha'aza. The Ravid doesn't think there's Ha'aza here. But the question, at least when it's supposed to be the Ravid, do you have a power of having already won the case or not? That depends. If it's case for LP Rove, we expected your Taina, you to Taina, the winning Taina, you already won the case, you have Koach. If LP Rove, we don't expect the winning Taina, because the winning Taina is not the normal thing that people do, then you don't have to already win the case, maybe your potential, you haven't already won the case. That's what's called not Peshach, so Peshach Yitter for Ego, and therefore that's not enough to be the Chazaka. Okay, I admit that we need to really be mamic a lot more in the concept of Ego, and we will, I promise you, throughout the year, come back to this much more but I think that's enough for now. Okay, there's always more to analyze, but we'll call it a day for now. We didn't get to the rest of the Tosfos in here. Maybe we'll mention them very briefly without the Ayin in them next time, but I really want to go on to the next Gemara next time. If anyone wants to know what to get started on, I have no room on the board, but the Gemara until the two dots in the middle of Daf Bava and Aleph, Rashi and Tosfos, and then there's a really great Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Mia Rinan, the bottom of Haman Bays. On that Tosfos, you want to look at the Gilgamesh Shasper Yehuda Eger. You want to look at the Shidu Gebetzes in the name of Gilgamesh Tosfos. You want to look at the Meiri Dibra Maskel Zeshinus Topic and the Kovet Shiurim, Simon Lam to Lam Gimel. And then there's a little more. You know, okay, everyone can go. But I'll stick it on the board here. You don't have to take a picture of this. Gemara Ad.
So stick my
finger off. Above the days, Rashi Tosfos, the Indian Tosfos, the Ramasco, me, Gilio Hashas, that's from Rikki Vager, the side of the page, Gilio Tosfos, that's in the sheet of the Betzes, the Iri, Dibra Masco, Zet, Shemistapik, and Rav Chanan, the Kovashirin, Sinan Lamed, through Lamed Gimel, that's the analysis of that Tosfos, and I'll send that more recorders in here to Shem later. Look, this is a big toast. I don't know what everyone says. I know that, you need to come back to me, the other people come back to me, go and I have a proper, deep understanding. But now I'll apologize for just applying it to here at this point. Show the Rabbi Shmuels. Someone told me I should read all the Rabbi Nachums. When I went to YU, someone told me that I shouldn't learn all the Rosh Hashanah and Bar Ilan, but I should read all the Rabbi Nachums. What?
Who said that?
Rabbi Shulman's good guess, but it wasn't Rabbi Shulman. So the second best guess. Correct. Yeah. No, it certainly wasn't Rav Twersky, Rav Schechter, or Rav Rosenzweig.
Those are the only two, right?
Yeah, but maybe we should just listen to Rav Asher or Rav Shir. After all, he's the anecdote of Rav Cook's best friend.
We didn't go to
Yashiv. Apparently, this went up to Rav Yashiv. The Shaila over whether to censor the Hakdama to the A9 Lemishpat and take out all the parts about how we're cooking the middle of the dark. I don't know what really is possible. Although, I'm sure it was possible. Because we know what he thought of our culture. Right?
You know, he like held the belt from Rav Kook. He mamish held Rav Kook as a tzaddik of Sod Olam. Rav Yosh.
Yeah. No, no one really owns.
They what?
No
one
really.
No, the Haredis do. No, in the Litvish belt, no one really argues. The whole question is whether he was tzaddik of Sod Olam. We should praise him, or is he tzaddik of Sod Olam? But for fear of misunderstanding, you know, we have to avoid it. They say that Rav Yosha was once driving to Me'ah Shearim, and when Rav Steinman, in an earlier Gilgal, was in favor of Nachal Charedi, and there were people put up signs all over Me'ah Shearim, Steinman equals Kook, and Rav Yosha saw the signs. I knew he was a Gon and a Tzaddik, but I didn't realize he was that great.
So I think Rav Yosha passed him to keep the original text.